6 months from now or a year from now, what do you think you're going to remember most fondly or be most proud of during your tenure here?
I'm going to miss most this community. There's such a strong sense of community at Hollins. I'm going to miss the people individually and collectively both. In terms of accomplishments, it's a tough time for women's liberal arts colleges, and I'm really proud of the progress we've made and the success we collectively have had together.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you know, how did Hollins avoid, at least for now, the pitfalls like that's befell a Sweetbriar? And are those things, whatever pitfalls those were, economic, enrollment, whatever, are those things still Hollins has to be vigilant about?
All of us have to be vigilant. This market is rapidly changing and volatile. But at Hollins, we've done some things quite intentionally, and this has been part of the plan we've been working for a long time. First, to build our endowment. And our endowment is now up to $176 million and still climbing with commitments. We've probably got commitments now that, when fulfilled, would bring us close to $200 million. Secondly, our graduate programs have enhanced what we're doing at the undergraduate level. And today we have 10 co-ed graduate programs in a variety of fields. Many of them are offered in the summer, when the undergraduate campus becomes a co-ed graduate campus. And the diversity of programming through our graduate programs, I think, has also really helped. And thirdly, in a competitive market, I think having a distinctive mission and doing it well helps set you apart from the competition. And our commitment to women's education and to liberal arts education as the best preparation for the 21st century has remained strong and consistent now for 175 years.
We're talking with retiring president of Hollins University, Nancy Gray. I know you've talked to me about this before, but are you still a believer that there is a place for single-sex education as a college option?
Jean, absolutely I believe in women's education. While it may not be the right choice for everyone, and the great strength of American higher education is its diversity, at Hollins, women become increasingly self-aware, self-confident. They discover their passions, they find their voices, and then they go for it, whatever it is they want. And in a world where women still have not broken through the glass ceilings at the top levels, where they're still not represented in equal numbers at the decision-making tables, where there is still hypersexualization of women, it's important that women develop that kind of confidence and that kind of belief. And on top of all that, we know that women and men's brains and learning styles differ. So there's a place for a room of women only or men only, where they can learn, where they can develop their leadership styles and thrive, so that then they can be their best selves in the coeducational workplace.
Did what you want to do when you got in here as president, did it evolve over years? Did your mission or your goals evolve over the 12 years?
Well, I came in really committed to women's education, and I came in equally committed to liberal education. But I knew we had to build the endowment. I knew that we had to be innovative in terms of academic programs, and we've set out to do that.
We're talking with retiring president of Hollins University, Nancy Gray. Where do you see Hollins headed in the future, Nancy? Do you see the school continuing to go in a certain direction? Do you see continuing to evolve?
Our Board of Trustees is firmly committed to women's education and firmly committed to liberal education. And in hiring Perina Lawrence, they have hired someone who shares that commitment. So I absolutely expect Hollins to remain a women's liberal arts college. They also realize that in order to be competitive in a rapidly changing world, you have to be innovative and creative. And I think they're also hoping she can bring some new program ideas, new ideas in a variety of ways that will help lift Hollins up and keep her competitive.
Is she a good fit for the mission of Hollins?
I think she's going to be great. She brings a global perspective. And not only has study abroad been important, 60% of our students have an international experience for many years. And our international students are important to us. But we believe all students today have to be prepared for living in a global society and working in a global environment. She brings that perspective. She's committed to developing women as leaders. And similarly, that's an important role for us in the 21st century.
Last question, what's next for President Nancy Gray after you leave office on June 30th? Any big plans?
Well, Gene, the surprise to me is I've fallen in love with Roanoke, so we're staying in Roanoke. So I'm going to do some consulting. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to attempt to exercise more regularly and hope to be involved in the Roanoke community and give back to a place that has given so much to us.